Well, that's a great story. I mean, that's more his story. And that's how I was coming out of high school, 75 maybe, and Dave and I had a few projects already. They had a three-piece band with a fourth showcase guy. And this was, you got a picture, dive bars and hand drivers. Dave playing guitar, Al playing bass. They had a really good friend of ours, Joe, was a singer. And they knew harmonies up and down, but he'd play like percussion, tambourine. And they'd go through everything from, maybe a Cat Stevens to Beatles to Paul Simon to Badfinger. So they were already playing some cool covers in his vocal dive bars. But then once a night, he would come to this guy, and his stage name was Robbie Dowell, or something like that. And from the back room, from the kitchen, he'd come out in a full jumpsuit. And then he'd go through a whole 40-minute Elvis set, and Dave and I would back this guy up. Dead serious. He was marginal at best, maybe, but he was passionate. The guy thought he was Elvis. And Dave and Al, just in order to play these gigs and keep working, because this guy had insight to some of these local clubs, they would, stomach the 45-minute Elvis set, but then they could still do whatever they wanted to around this showcase. So kind of funny. So I'd go there underage. I wasn't old enough to drink yet, but I'd go there and sit and sneak in and drink and watch Dave and Al and Joe play with his Elvis thing. And that's actually, now that you mentioned it, that's actually what formed the Dave and Al playing. So Dave and I, worked together on songs, moved around for years, but there wasn't any structure. When that entity broke up and became me, Dave, and Al, and this guy, Joe, then we said, hey, we got to get a drummer. Got a drummer, and then it kind of came out of this, what were they called? Did you say what they called it? I think it was called Company or something. The band structure is always called Company, featuring Robbie Dowell or something. But that's funny. It was a weird time. These people loved it too. Coming out of the kitchen with a full jumpsuit and glasses, whatever it took to get playing somewhere, we would do it.